that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I've got great news. I'm a finalist for a Shorty Award. Go vote for your boy and make sure I bring this award home. Thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for making Club Shay Shay a success.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Nets lost without James Harden last night, but the superstar still made headlines when Charles Barkley said, "No disrespect to LeBron or Giannis, but James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world." Period. Barkley also said that Harden is as good an offensive player the league has ever seen, better than even Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. So, Shannon, how about that for a quote? Does he have a point here?
I need to know now, is he as good or is he better? You can't say he's as good as we ever seen, better than Michael and Kobe. Either he's better than Michael and Kobe. Don't bring as good as we've ever seen. He just say he's a better offensive player than Michael and Kobe. But let me address this first point about him being the best player. Now, weren't the Nets supposed to be good? With KD and Kyrie, they were already supposed to be good. Now, the argument that Charles Barkley is making for James Harden, he crushed LeBron James for being in the East. Because what did LeBron James do for 16 years? Remember, he took that Cavaliers team to the finals four straight years. So all James Harden has done has brought the Houston Rockets to the East Coast. Matters when KD and Kyrie doesn't play. That's all he's done. We've seen him. James Harden has won three scoring titles. He's won an assist title, about to win another assist title. So what's he doing differently in Brooklyn that we haven't seen him do in Houston? Absolutely nothing. But when LeBron James was doing this, Charles Barkley found every single way to discredit what he's doing. He played in the sorry East. Ain't nobody in the East. I could get 20 points against some of the guys LeBron's playing against. Now that James Harden is doing it, somebody other than LeBron James is doing something that LeBron was doing, James Harden is, now he's the greatest thing we've ever seen. Ever seen. Really? Really? You got that kind of... Charles is entitled to his opinion. He's great at what he does. He was a hell of a basketball player. But Skip, what has James Harden done that you've seen him do in the last 30 games that you didn't see in Houston? Remember? He led the league in scoring and still led the league in assists. So I'm not surprised by anything James Harden is doing. But I tell you what I want you to do. Wake me up when he does this in the playoffs. Because I've seen him do this for the last 8 years come regular season.
Okay. So you were interpreting what Charles Barkley said as a
shot
between the lines
Absolutely.
Shot at LeBron James.
And it was, and you did too.
I did not. From my heart, I did not. I never even thought twice about that. My first thought was Charles finally got one right. He said he's probably, I'm going to go all the way to he just is. He is.
So he better than Kevin Durant now.
I'm talking about perimeter offensive player. He's the greatest I've ever seen. And what he is doing now is very different than what I saw him do in Houston because his usage rate has dropped dramatically here. He is distributing in ways he never distributed. Even though he led the league in assists 1 year in Houston, his usage rate has dropped 5%, which is huge, from 33.3 all the way down to 28%. And yet, he leads the league in minutes played. That's what fascinates me the most. This man is a baller. All he wants to do is play and play and play some more. He just stays out there playing, and he plays hard every dribble of the game. I don't care what you say, he plays defense. He might not be the greatest defender, but he will disrupt. He will play center field. He will get his hands on a lot of basketballs. And since he went to Brooklyn, he's averaging 25 points, nine rebounds, and 12 assists. And obviously, he's just running away with the league leading assists. We get that. He is now the new centerpiece of that sort of 7 seconds or less Phoenix offense that D'Antoni coached with Nash. Steve Nash as the centerpiece. He's getting to do that, and he is thriving because for years he led this league in free throw attempts, and it wasn't even close because all he did was get to the free throw line in Houston.
Right.
Seven times he led the league in free throw attempts. The last 6 years he led it. Now he's plummeted all the way to ninth, so he's not doing that. He's not attacking the basket quite the way he used to.
He's asked to play differently than what he was in Houston.
Okay, so I'm just going on my eye test. I am mesmerized watching this man control basketball games for the Nets because without KD, because he hadn't had KD a whole lot.
No.
21 games with no KD, he's 16-5.
Right.
Six games with no Kyrie, he's 5-1. So that's why I say MVP. He's right there. I know it probably hasn't started yet. We haven't seen, is LeBron going to get back in time to make a push?
Right.
Is Embiid going to get back in time to make a push? Right now, Jokic is sort of by default vaulted to the top.
Yeah, the books got Jokic the favorite right now.
Barely he's the favorite. I got it. But this man is hypnotic with the basketball because it is genius at work. The other night, I couldn't stop watching the game at Portland. He's playing them by himself. CJ's back. So it's CJ and Dame, and it's Cantor who got 19 rebounds, 10 offensive, and scored 19 points. And James didn't even shoot the ball very well and controlled the game from start to finish, and they pulled away and won the game. Mm-hmm. They're still a deep team. Shannon, this guy has the game on a string. He can just do whatever he needs to do. Joe Harris needs a three. I'll get him a three. Do we need a bucket? I'll just go get a bucket because nobody can stop him from the rim. He is as slithery a dribbler as I've ever witnessed because he's 6'5", and he doesn't look like he's in the greatest shape, and then he just slithers through the lane, and he just gets to the basket or the free throw line.
But wouldn't you agree the reason why his usage is down is because Kyrie is on the court and Kyrie handles the ball? Even though KD hasn't played a bunch, when KD was on the court, KD handled the ball. But when he was there, with the exception of a few years, he had 1 year with Chris, 2 years with Chris Paul. Chris was nicked a little bit, had 1 year with Russ. Other than that, Skip, who else was going to handle the ball other than James? Who else was going to get them in an offensive set other than James?
Chris and Russ. I mean, that was the problem.
And then guess what happened? James Harden said, "Nah, y'all
that
just
running
my flow."
Okay, to a fault, he did that.
But the thing is, I think he's learned now. He can score 35. He can score 37. He can score 40. Until you have postseason success.
Okay, I got that. And I don't even want to start on that because you're dead right there. You can't even start. I'm not going to try to defend it. I'm just telling you what I see on my TV from night to night.
So
I'm seeing a 31-year-old at the height of his offensive power.
Can I ask you a question? So you never saw LeBron James do this in none of his years. You've never seen LeBron James. I've seen LeBron James do this for the entirety of a playoff. What you see James Harden doing in the regular season, I see LeBron James had an entire playoff run like that.
Is LeBron James a better offensive player than James Harden?
That's not what he said. He said the best player. Charles Barkley said the best player in the world right now. No disrespect to LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo. He said the offensive player all time, he's probably. But then he said he's better than Kobe and Mike. He said right now he's the best player.
Okay.
No, he's not better than GOAT.
I've told you for 2 weeks, I have him slightly ahead in MVP just because he's done it so much without KD and quite a bit without Kyrie. And plus, it's all new, and he just took it all over. He runs the show.
Skip, what's new? Everybody run the same sense. They might call him something different. You pass the ball to the open guy. Now he got guys that's knocking down shots. TLC knocking down shots. Sammy was knocking down shots before he went out. Joe Harris knocking down shots. He got guys making shots.
he's putting him in positions to make those shots because he is so difficult to defend.
Skip, you see LeBron James making those passes to KCP, to Kuzma and the guys, and they're just missing the shots. Okay. This will make a mislead.
Okay.
Let's not pretend.
Okay, but James Harden is almost a 90% free throw shooter, so when he gets to the line, he just makes them and makes them and makes them.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. He's a better free throw shooter, but Charles Barkley, let's not change the argument. Let's stick to what he said. Mm-hmm. He didn't mention anything about free throws. He didn't mention anything about three-point shots.
Well, they count.
They do count. All I'm saying is that we've seen LeBron do this in the Eastern Conference, take eight times in eight consecutive years, and Barkley discredited it because it was the East. Is this not the East still?
Yep.
Okay.
Is the East better now? Yeah, it's
See, now it's much better. Now it's better.
Well, is it not?
Guess what?
It's deeper.
It's better now, and he got two of the top 15 players on his team. Three of the top 15 players on one team, and nobody has said a word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when LeBron got Anthony Davis, I can't believe it. All the execs are so upset at LeBron about how he went about this. Every analyst, how LeBron went about this. All the execs, how LeBron went about this. I hadn't had an exec say a word. When the hell is going to say something about Brooklyn have three of the top 15 players? When?
Is LeBron a better shooter than James Harden?
Exactly.
Is he a better shooter? No, he's just not. I'm sorry, he's just not. Can he dribble the way James can? No, he can't dribble the way James can. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah. There have been a lot of better.
I'm just doing perimeter, offensive player, never seen anything like it.
I'm looking at best player. Control, commands the game. The best player. We didn't say he's the best free throw shooter. We didn't say the best three-point shooter. We said the best player.
Yep. Okay, those things count. They matter. Right?
Even when you factor that in its totality.
Is LeBron averaging 9 rebounds a game?
No, he's averaging 8.
Yeah, okay. So he's averaging one more rebound. LeBron led the league in assists last year, but he's not now.
Skip, LeBron is asked to do other things than if there was no shooter, like there weren't last year, LeBron would probably be around 10 assists. He would be around 10 assists.
There is a shooter. And
yes!
James has got all kinds of teammates who need the ball. All kinds of them, including Joe Harris.
And what you do is that what you do. You get those guys the ball. Mm-hmm. What did Kyrie say? Kyrie said, I said, James, you're the point guard. I'm the two guard. So what does that mean? Feed me, let me do my thing. Mm-hmm. Feed KD, let him do his thing. Feed Joe Harris, let him do his thing. Hell, I could average 8 assists if I'm the point guard on that team. Might not get 11, but I get 6.
Yet James isn't averaging 15 a game. He's averaging 25 points a game, just like LeBron is.
No. I'm saying
better
assists.
Stat line. LeBron, what's the line?
25, 8, and 8.
Is it 8 or 7?
7.9, 7.9.
All right. James Harden, 25, 9, and 12. I've never seen anything like this before.
And he's
sorry.
He's playing 5 more minutes than LeBron, okay? I give Jay, he's in tremendous shape. You wouldn't think somebody like that could play 40, 41 minutes a night. But he does it, and he seems to do it with relative ease.
Mm.
Skip.
Since he walked in the door at Brooklyn, they are 23-9, which is barely the second best record in basketball to Utah. Barely.
Skip, I'm not saying James Harden isn't spectacular. He is. He's a top, for me, he's a top 5 player. It's hard to keep him out of the top 5. You might not like when he was in Houston, all that dribble, and step back 3. But Skip, his offensive skills are not to be messed with.
Mm.
When it comes to, and I would agree with Charles with this. Offensively, there's a very short list of people that had a better offensive game. I'm talking about just pure offense than James Harden. But to me, no. To the league, it'll be interesting to see what the league execs think. Who they think better, James Harden or LeBron.
Mm. Well, it'd be interesting to see what the media thinks, because if LeBron will come back sooner than later, he's going to win the MVP because of the narrative.
I don't believe he comes back before a month.
Okay.
I believe at the bare minimum
probably
it's a month.
Will cost him.
Yeah.
And James is still playing. He couldn't go last night because he had a bad neck that he wasn't supposed to play at Portland with, and they were back-to-back all the way to Utah. Mm-hmm. So he didn't play. And obviously, Kyrie is still out. Blake didn't play last night. So
Blake's going to be hit or miss with his knees.
Right. Okay,
The thing is with KD... KD comes back, 2 weeks?
I don't know.
He stayed back home. But what he said is he started to ramp up his training.
I don't know. That must be a bad tear of a hamstring. Yeah, that's all I can
It had to be pretty good because he's already been out a month.
No good.
No mercy. The brand new Fox Sports app is a finalist for the 13th annual Shorty Awards. I love it. I do not download any apps. I simply do not. I'm an old man. I don't know how to use my phone. I don't like apps. I don't like clutter. But the Fox Sports app is so sleek. It has everything you would ever want. So I got it on my phone. You should have it too. You should also vote for us for the Shorty Awards. You can vote in the description below. Vote once a day. Vote for the Fox Sports app. We are a finalist. We need this. Do it, America. No mercy.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you. No mercy.
Now that we've started to hit the second wave of free agency, Pro Football Focus has made some evaluations of each team's moves so far. They say the Patriots have turned heads by spending huge money in the first week of free agency, making some high-risk, high-reward decisions for the offense. And meanwhile, they praise the Bucs for bringing back Shaq Barrett and their core free agents from the Super Bowl and say they've got a good chance to repeat in 2021. So, Shannon, who has won free agency so far, in your opinion?
Skip, I think the thing with free agency, people need to understand, anytime you sign a free agent, you're rolling the dice because you're taking a player from somewhere else that's not, and you're going to have to ingratiate him into your system. Now, are you going to use that player? Why did you fall in love with him? Why did you say, you know what, that guy would be a good fit for us? Are you going to use him in a similar fashion, be it offensively or defensively, as the role that you found him, that you fell in love with him? The New England Patriots, Skip, I believe they had the best offseason for the simple fact the mistakes that Coach Belichick made, and he made them. He drafted these players. The mistakes that he made, he was able to go in free agency and correct. The two tight ends, he's admitted, I made a mistake. You don't draft two guys in the third round, trade up to get one of them, and then the following year in the offseason, you go get two tight ends via free agency and pay a premium penny for them. You go out and get two receivers. You took a receiver 2 years ago in the first round saying, you know what, I made a mistake. Now, normally, your owner don't let you do that. Mm-hmm. You make those kind of egregious errors, Skip, and you spend that man's money, he's going to get your butt up out of here. Mm. But Mr. Kraft said, you know, I had to scramble. It's been long. I ain't had to come up with that kind of capital in a very long time. But it's an investment. I believe they filled holes that they needed to be filled. I believe they're going to be better. So let's just say they missed the playoffs last year. They make the playoffs this year. Job well done. Unless the team Tampa wins the Super Bowl, what do they do? Now, we've seen the Kansas City tried to stand pat. Injuries, I always felt the greatest deterrent to a team repeating is injuries. They had injuries at the wrong time. You get an opt out by your one guard, another guard, your left guard go down with a knee injury. Your right guard, your right tackle has a back injury. And then the championship game, your left tackle go out with an Achilles injury. Mm. Boom, 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 boom. A series of unfortunate events. You read the Limited Snicket series. Mm. But anyway, so for me, Skip, I'm going to take the Patriots. I know these are not Gronk. You know, these are not, you know, a Julio Jones type names. But what they were able to do was fill holes that they needed to be filled. I believe this makes them a playoff team. The thing is, I just don't believe that. We'll see how it works out for Tampa. But standing pat, everybody else is going to be gunning for you. Nobody was gunning for Tampa last year. Mm. You know what happens when you win the Super Bowl. You're everybody, because there are a lot of teams, Skip, that are not going to even make the playoffs. Yep. You're their Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah, I watched those Dallas Cowboys in 1993. Everybody was gunning for them. They just went boom, 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 boom. Rolled right to another bowl. Right?
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can, yes. But what were they able to do? Avoid what? Injury.
By the way, the Buccaneers lost Antoine Winfield Jr. at New Orleans in that playoff game, Skip. And then they lost him for the whole game on the frozen
Skip.
Tundra at Lambeau.
Come on, Skip.
Well, they did. We should have been the defensive rookie of the year. And they survived.
Over Chase Young?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As the leader of that defense? Yes, sir. So, Shannon Sharp, my first question is, are you sure that Bill Belichick corrected his mistakes? Are these all slam dunk corrections? Are they all no doubters?
Well, Skip, as long as they have more than 5 catches and 55 yards, he's corrected the mistake.
Okay. To me, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, once known as the Succaneers, are running away with free agency, and it ain't even close because they did have a whole bunch of free agents. They were free. They could have hit the market. And you say every free agent signee is a roll of the dice. Well, these were no rolls of any dice because they knew them all.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So they kept their own. As Brady said, we're going to keep the band together. We're going to bring it back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that don't mean you're going to have another hit.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying, Skip? There's a lot of bands been together for years.
Yep.
They have them hits and they have no more sense.
The Beatles just kept making hits.
No.
They just made hit after hit after hit. They just never missed.
But there are a lot of bands, Skip, they made hits and then they still live off those old hits.
Yep.
Never to make that kind of music again, but that's okay.
All right. So is that what you're predicting?
I ain't predicting nothing, Skip. Well, go ahead and make your point.
My point is, let's just go right down the line, boom, boom, boom. Would you rather have Shaq Barrett or Matthew Judon? I'll take Shaq Barrett. It's a proven commodity. Yeah. I know he can rush the passer at the biggest moments with the brightest lights. I know he can. I'll take Shaq Barrett. Would you rather have Rob Gronkowski, the GOAT tight end, coming back again for another year, or Jonnu plus Hunter Henry? Yeah, I'll give you both of them. I'll take Gronk over both of them.
But see, here's the thing with you, what you're not doing. Mm. I told you, options. And then choices. Mm-hmm. Give me the options that I had in free agency, and then I'll make a choice from those.
Okay.
Was Gronk an option?
I don't know. Could have been.
You know,
I guess. I don't know. He was free.
Skip.
And he said the day before, I want to stick my toe in the water and just see what it feels like.
That was him to say, look, I want $10 million, Skip. The man said, I'm not playing without Tom Brady.
Okay. The Buccaneers just brought back, in a shock to me, Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want Sue or do you want what Belichick signed? Devon Godshaw or Dietrich Wise or Lawrence Guy? I'll take Sue over all three of them. You can have all three of them together and I'll still take
Sue.
But
here's the thing. For Coach Belichick's defense, those guys are better than Sue. Mm. Sue is a 3 technique, go get the quarterback. What he needs is space eaters.
Okay. I'm just doing it in a vacuum.
Yes.
I'll still take
Sue. But Skip, you got to have guys that fit what you do now.
Okay. All right. I got it. Would you rather have Chris Godwin or Aguilar plus Kendrick Bourne? Who'd you rather have? I'll give you both your receivers but Skip, I'll take Chris Godwin.
But Skip, here's the thing. I'm basing it on what they had last year. All the guys you mentioned weren't options, except Sue, maybe. But Sue doesn't fit what they do.
Okay. Would you rather have Lavonte David or Kyle Van Noy, who's now back in New England? Well, I'm just asking the question because this is what happened. This is what you're selling as the best free agency.
Let me ask you a question. Was Lavonte David available to the Patriots?
I think he was available to the public. He was on the market.
Skip, he signed before free agency started.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He started after.
Before it was already done because then you had that. You could start talking that tampering period.
In the legal tampering he signed.
Yes.
Okay, well, he could have fielded, I'm sure they fielded all kinds of phone calls from all kinds of teams, and he wanted to stay put. And that brings me to even the kickers. Ryan Succop or Nick Folk? Who you got? I'll take Succop. He went 9 for 9 in the postseason. It's advantage Tampa.
Yeah,
I don't even have a counter to Jalen Mills, but I'll just give you Jalen Mills because I don't love it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's a difference kicking in Tampa than kicking in New England?
Can be.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Unless it's raining in Tampa.
Yeah.
That can be a problem.
Okay, maybe you might get rain maybe twice.
Yeah.
But we know it's going to be cold.
Okay.
We know it's going to be cold in Buffalo. We know it's going to be cold in New York, right?
All right. I'll take Ryan Succop. He's got to kick up there, too. He's got to go kick in Washington in the playoffs. You don't think that was a cold game? Yep. Didn't miss.
Oh, my God.
Didn't miss.
You're comparing. So it gets as cold as D.C. in D.C. as it does Boston, Massachusetts.
No, I don't know about that. Boy, I've had some cold games that I sat through in D.C. where I was frozen in old RFK.
So you're going to do that, Skip?
Well, I'm just saying it does get cold in D.C.
You know, theoretically, D.C. is the South, right? It does fall below the Mason. I'm just saying.
You're not quite there yet. You're not quite South yet to me.
Yeah, but
it gets cold there. It gets real cold.
But, you ought to be shaving
yourself. Okay, now let's close the deal. The Buccaneers have brought back this quarterback named Tom Brady for his second year, while the Patriots decided to bring back a quarterback named Cam Newton for his second year. So in Tom Brady's first year, he threw 40 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Then he threw 10-3 in the postseason. So his grand total was 50 touchdown passes last year to 15 interceptions. 50-15 regular season and post. For Cam Newton's regular season, because they missed the playoffs, he was 8 touchdowns to 10 interceptions.
Yes.
50-15 or 8-10, which ranked 30th in QBR of 33 quarterbacks for Cam Newton.
But the way free agency works, if players aren't available, was Tom Brady available to the Patriots? They had him for 20 years and they let him go. So obviously he wasn't going to be available to them. Mm-hmm.
He was the year before.
Yes, and they said, I'm basing it on the pool of free agents.
Yep.
Based on what they have on their team, if Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar, are they better than Damir Bird, Jacoby Myers, and the guy N'Keal Harry? Mm-hmm. Are they better than those guys? Yes or no, Skip? That's it. You know what? I'm glad you said that. In a vacuum, are these guys better than what they had?
A little. I'll give you a little.
Okay.
Just a little.
Are the two tight ends that they signed, are they better than what they had?
I don't even know those guys' names.
Exactly.
I got to go look them up again.
But they are a lot better.
Yep.
So they won.
They won?
Yes.
Well, they came from ground zero. They were nothing.
Thank you.
Okay? So how is that a win? Because the champions they were facing a mass exodus of free agents. They all could have just said, we got our ring, we're gone, we're going to get paid. Shannon Sharpe predicted a bunch of them would say, break the bank on the open market. We need generational wealth. Nobody did. They all stayed down the line.
Yes.
Okay? So that's winning free agency. That's shocking to me because I didn't see this come. I thought Sue was gone for a fact.
I didn't see you. I felt that for the guys that we mentioned, we talked about Godwin, we talked about Shaq Barrett, we talked about Lavonte David, we thought of Dominick Sue. I said there's no way. Obviously, they put the franchise tag on one of them, and they'll be able to sign the other. But I thought two of the four was gone, absolutely.
Well,
and for them to all to bring all of those guys back, yeah, I'm shocked.
Okay, so that's called winning free agency.
I still like the Patriots, but let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Now, in order for them to win, they're going to have to maybe win the Super Bowl again. They have to repeat.
Yeah.
Because if New England makes the playoffs, they won.
New England won by making the playoffs while Tampa goes back-to-back in the Super Bowl?
They, hold up. They can't go back-to-back. They got to win.
Huh? Well, I just said, no, I mean, well, if they win back to back, I think they will. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'm on record now. I got them.
Okay.
You don't got them. Do you want to do record versus record for 10 cases right now?
I'm going to see what we do in the draft.
Oh.
Coach Belichick. Coach Belichick.
Oh, Belichick nails the draft. He is a draft master.
Yeah, he be terrible in the draft. Yeah, okay. But he got $13 million left. Mm. Now, he got a big old piece of pie left.
Mm.
Oh, he's got the pie?
Yeah, Coach Belichick got a $13 million slice of pie left.
By the way, Jason Light has been a master drafter. When I look at what he did even last year, whew, and he's got some picks. I know they're bottom of the round, but he's got picks.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Skip, you signed Tom Brady, you need a tackle.
Mm.
He was going to take whatever tackle was there, he was going to take him.
Mm.
If it was the guy that ended up going to Cincinnati, he was going to take him. He took Tristan Wirth.
He did.
Worked out well. He was taking any tackle.
It worked out great.
Because all those tackles were rated kind of like the same.
Antoine Winfield Jr., second round.
That was a great pick.
Worked.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Bingo.
But stop. But you need to stop talking about, oh, he missed the Green Bay game. Really? Mm.
Well, he did. They got through the whole game against Aaron Rodgers, and they didn't have the quarterback of their defense.
No, you're the quarterback of their defense is Devin White and Levante David.
No.
So
they all said the leader, the guy who took over the huddle, was the kid from Minnesota.
Are you telling me that guy is a better player than those two linebackers?
No, I'm not saying that, but they all said that he took over the huddle. He was the quarterback of the defense.
And I'm going to be looking to see if he got one of them C's on his jersey next year.
I bet he will.
I bet he doesn't.
Okay. We want more cases on that?
Yeah, I want five cases.
Five cases?
Five.
Okay. Done.
Right now.
Thank you. No mercy.
Despite winning two rings with his good friend LeBron, Dwayne Wade is still sticking with Michael Jordan as the GOAT. Wade told our own Brandon Marshall, quote, I come from the Jordan era, so I'm biased. LeBron is going to be the GOAT for a lot of generations. Jordan will be my GOAT. I made it out of the hood because I've seen a dude, number 23, play the game of basketball at a level where I was like, I want to do some of that. So, Shannon, are you surprised D-Wade doesn't side with his close friend LeBron here?
No, because he explained it to you.
Mm.
You're talking about a kid that grew up in Chicago at the apex of Michael Jordan. And to see that, to know that guy is playing in your city, and the reason why he's saying, the reason why I'm playing basketball is because I saw Michael Jordan do that. I'm like, well, man, I want to try to do some of that too.
Mm.
And so even though he's a very good friend of LeBron, that should not deter him. That's my guy. Look, Michael Jordan is my guy. And like you said, for his generation, Skip, there's going to be a lot of people, Skip, for their generation, it's Michael Jordan. And for another generation, it's going to be Kobe Bryant. And for another generation, it's going to be LeBron James. But I don't have any problem whatsoever with LeBron, with D-Wade saying, for me, it's Jordan. Bron is great, all that, but that's my guy. And so, from Chicago, I mean, you probably go to Ohio, and they're going to probably say it's GOAT James.
Mm. Think so?
I know so.
I don't know
I
so.
Do. Go to let me ask you a question. What you think they're saying in L.A.? They're saying Kobe Bean, and rightfully so.
Okay. I don't care if Dwayne Wade grew up in Chicago or New York or L.A. or Casablanca. I don't care. He is allegedly the best friend of one LeBron James, and he continues to sell him out. This isn't new. He said this.
Sell him out.
Yeah, sold him out because LeBron is desperately trying to make the GOAT case. He's doing it in every way, shape, and form with longevity stats because he's desperate to pass Kareem for the most points ever scored in the NBA. I'm the GOAT.
So LeBron should just retire now.
Well, no. Dwayne, you would think, would back off and just say, yeah, you know, it's real close. He won't even give it real close. It's just case closed, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Well Skip, just because you're my friend, that don't mean, Skip, you my friend, that don't mean you have to co-sign everything that I say.
No, I got it. But here's the problem, and this is the truth. Dwayne Wade got to see up close and personal that meltdown LeBron suffered against the Mavericks in the finals. He saw it up close. He saw it happen. And then he tried to help fix it. And he saw the meltdown LeBron suffered at the end of Game 6 against my San Antonio Spurs in 2013. And then he saw what happened to LeBron for the whole series in 2014 against the Spurs when they got blown off the floor by a record
finals
margin.
What meltdown in Game 6 in 2013? He won. LeBron was great.
He had three turnovers in the last 3 minutes and two in the last 1 minute. and missed the three to tie, and you got the greatest break of your life, and your legacy was saved by one Ray Allen.
Can I ask you a question, Skip? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, roles were reversed. Ray Allen scores 16 points. They're down 10 to start the fourth. Ray Allen scores 16 points, and LeBron James hits the three to tie the game and send it to overtime. What would have been said? Ray Allen saved LeBron's career because he scored 16. Now LeBron scores 16, assists on another two, 22 of the 30 that they scored. Ray Allen makes a shot, and now he saved his career. See, LeBron was never going to get the credit that he deserved.
No, I would have said LeBron took Ray Allen off the hot seat. He was on hot. If Ray had turned it over three times, unforced errors.
I said if Ray Allen had scored 16 points and turned it over, but LeBron James hit the three-point shot and extended the overtime, you would have said Ray Allen saved his career because he hit 16. That's what you would have done.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would have.
Okay, well, you're changing the subject because that happened
to
LeBron.
No, but here's the skill. D-Wade is entitled, because you're my friend, that doesn't mean you're not entitled to your opinion. If he believes Jordan is his GOAT, why do I have to change my opinion just because to appease my friend? We don't do that. Not the friends I know.
I have often wondered if that friendship got a little bit damaged at its core because all of a sudden, in a shock of shocks, LeBron left after 2014 and left them high and dry because Dwayne said, I didn't find out until we were on the plane ride. Remember, we were on a private plane.
Right.
And LeBron dropped the bombshell, I'm going home.
Yeah. The first person that should have known was Savannah. Okay. And then, Rich and Mav and Randy, okay. You think D-Wade should have known before them?
Yeah. I think he should have known it was a possibility. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. When D-Wade makes a decision now, you think LeBron knows before Gabrielle or before his mom?
I don't know how close they still are. I don't know.
No! You ain't telling somebody something before you tell Ernestine. Stop that!
But who was his partner on the Heat? Who was depending on him?
When I get a wife, I ain't going to have no partner closer to my wife.
Okay, well, you know what happened. That LeBron finally decided Dwayne just can't hack it anymore.
Okay.
His knees don't work enough anymore, I'm out.
And D-Wade would have done the same thing. If LeBron wasn't going to be able to play at that level that he needed to, D-Wade would have been right to do the exact same thing.
I have no problem
whatsoever with Michael Jordan being D-Wade's GOAT. But he ain't my GOAT. You know where my GOAT from. My GOAT from a farm up in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
They make tires and they make goats.
Dwayne Wade is as smart a basketball player as I've ever known. And he says it's Jordan.
I know what you're trying to do.
The case is closed. It's over.
I know what you're trying to do. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to do it.
It's okay.
You're not going to do it.
I loved his quote.
You're trying to come between D-Wade and LeBron.
No mercy.